It was one of the most amazing Septembers we've ever seen.
It gets no better than this.
Now, relive every massive moment.
The MCG is shaking!
This is the 2016 AFL Grand Final. As for McDonald's, Triple M rocks footy.
The footy's on Triple M.
This quarter for National Tiles. With their everyday low prices, now you can get a quality finish for less.
7-3-45 Sydney, 7-1-43 Western Bulldogs. First 10 minutes after halftime, always white hot in any game of footy. Certainly in a really tight grand final.
Liam Pickett forward for the Bulldogs, which I like. I think it's a good move. You know what a competitor he is. He'll be capable of taking a mark, but he'll fight hard to make sure that uncontested or intercept mark doesn't get taken.
So all in readiness. Just a matter of the switch being flicked, and there it is. Umpire holds the ball aloft. Just 2 points separate these sides in the grand final. Thanks to McDonald's, Triple M rocks footy. It's a good bounce to get us underway. Kennedy and Parker and Liberatore all fight for the footy, and no one's able to cleanly dispose of it, so the umpire blows it dead.
So Scott Jeffrey, the debutant umpire here, will ball it up, still inside the centre square. Roughhead doing the ruck work, knocked down. Kennedy holds the ball aloft, keeps it out of the way of the tacklers, got boot to ball, advanced it up to half forward. Tippett's leading the race here at the moment in front of Roberts. Got the handball off out wide to Heaney. Heaney now got a clear path to go forward, and he does, with a kick in the Buddy direction. Morris stands between he and Buddy and marks. Peels the handball off to Boyd, and the counter-attack is on.
Roughhead's got to be clean here. The big man, Naismith, gets rid of him, but then falls over. Johannesson picks it up. Pumps a high one down the line. Rampy just too good. Too good in the air.
So that's the matchup they wanted. It was picking on Rampy, yeah. But your call spot on, Jim. He's just a star, Rampy. He's a one-on-one genius. And just took another great mark.
Got it to Zach Jones. His brother Nate's watching in the crowd. I think they've just had their little one too, Nate Jones. So wetting the baby's head in the best possible fashion. McVeigh lays it across the boot to the outer side. Lloyd has a bounce, exiting defensive 50, outer side, has a second bounce, and then steers it down the wing. Good ball too to Heaney. Heaney's got it inside the field of play, wing half forward, outer side, swans to the punt road end. Very slow ball, long and high. Tippett, oh good mark, just got rid of Roberts, muscled him out of the way.
Look at Buddy,
he's 48 from home. Right half forward, punt road end. It'll take a very good kick.
Yeah, just watching the Triple M Chemist Warehouse replay screen. Just too tall, Tippett on that occasion. They're not going to get any smaller, Tippett and Franklin, that's for sure.
So it'll take a ripping kick from here. Outside 50, right half forward. For an early strike in the second half. He's hit it pretty nicely, but stuck it out to the right. 7-4-46, 7-1-43, Triple M scoreboard.
Here the choppers above. A lot of excitement surrounding this game. Second half, early stages. Johannesson from fullback kicks in. Beautiful kick to McLean. McLean marks, clear of the defence at 50. Goes down the line to the interchange side to Boyd, who's been ultra impressive today and last week. And he takes a nice mark in front of Naismith, or Grundy it was. So Boyd, right in front of the Dogs bench here, between wing and half back, sends a high ball, Bontempelli bound. Didn't quite get there, no. The Bont, off ground, McLean. Look at the fast hands, Dixon, onto Caleb Daniel. Caleb Daniel's ball was smothered.
Wow.
Mid-air by McVeigh, who might have caught the ball in the mush.
It was Falcon Bryant.
Yep. And he had to regain his composure on all fours for just a moment there.
That might have been a real sort of Sheeran in the face style setup. Not that the host broadcaster are helping us with it. Come on, Duke. A ball thrown in. Worked down to Liberatore. Quick kick. But straight to McVeigh, who had a little moment under the footy. Joey Kennedy bucks it out of his hands. McRae ground level. McVeigh went back and won it to Bud, who had a fumble. And now a stacks on. Centre-half forward for the Dogs.
Liber boring in then, Spud.
He's a beauty, isn't he?
Oh, it was a hard ball to be won, I tell you what.
He loves it.
It is fantastic. Brutal football at the moment. Bontempelli up, third man. Comes off hand. Zach Jones kick was smothered. McLean went through and tackled high. So McLean, 52 metres out.
He's a master at this, Bristle.
Is
he? He's one of the best at lowering his legs. It's Joel Selwood-like. He draws a lot of free kicks, this young man.
So McLean, 52 out, gives the handball off to Hamling. I'm not sure I would have gone there. Hamling long to the square, won't get the journey. Pickens there, up they go. Spoiled, snap it, goal! Dixon, goal! It had a bit of boomerang about it. Dixon kicks his third. And the Dogs, unbelievably, hit the front early in the third.
The perfect start for Luke Beveridge. Having a contest, Darce in the air. You've been calling for it. Hits the ball, it's the ball to ground. Really good goal. They needed that goal. It's, again, repeat entry. It's been all the bullies that started this third quarter. It's only been going 4 minutes, but he's just having a really good grand final too, Dixon. He's kicked three. That's what you expect for half forward. He could end up with four or five.
There's a smother there from Liberatore when the ball was going to be cleared. I think it might have been off the boot of McVeigh. And the free kick drawn by Toby McLean. Chemist Warehouse replay screen. It's those little 50-50 balls. When the Swans got a purple patch in the second quarter, they scored four goals in the road. Dogs back on top.
3-point lead to the Dogs. The kick forward. Chopped out and half back by Lloyd. And then he slipped it over the top to Mitchell. Wanted a quick release. Wasn't on. Handball's back to Lloyd. Lloyd just long forward. McGlynn's got a couple to beat. Hamling folds back but drops the mark. Ooh. Out of the hands of Morris. Tippett went and got it. He's ridden into the ground. And the ball is going to be thrown up inside forward 50 for the Swans.
Well, Hamling went back on that one. You heard the oohs and ahs and probably should have marked it. But he has been very, very impressive. Naismith, plenty of time to knock it to Mitchell. Franklin tries to get around one. Look at them close on Franklin. Oh, Caleb Daniel, super intelligent little kick. Got it to Delhouse. Fast hands to Biggs. Big short kick finds Cordy. Cordy marks right in front of the Sydney bench.
Jeez, that was clever from Daniel. Yeah. In a heated situation, to have the presence just to chip a little short one. It's almost a double drop, but perfect result.
Cordy, short kick, finds Dunkley. Dunkley, short kick, finds McRae. Oh, Laidler got him in the back. Oh, and he will have a shot now. This happened 70 metres out. So all of a sudden, McRae will have a shot 20 metres out.
Oh, it was just stupid. It was late. I mean, that, look, the match review panel won't look at it, but it was just late, as simple as that. It was a certain 50. Now it's just a certain goal.
Triple M Chemist Warehouse replay screen showing that very clearly. And as a result, McRae has a chance to kick the Dogs' third goal in a row. They will have kicked three of the last four goals if successful. They're up by three. This to give them a 9-point early second half lead. Little bit of an angle. 20 out, City end. McRae. Dogs fans hold their collective breath.
He stabbed at it.
And he sprays it right. Badly. Dogs by 4 points.
Well, that's a horrible would miss.
Kick, yeah, would he kick like that if he's 50 out? Probably not.
McVeigh handball off to Grundy, just high and wide. Tippett parked under it. Roberts with him. Got it to the front. Johannesson in front of Heaney. Handball to Hunter. Clay Smith just walks out of play. And it's going to be thrown in. 80 out from the City end goal. Dogs heading in that direction. Lead the game by 4 points, 8-2-50. To Joey, the 27-6-46.
Joey Kennedy slightly under control. 7 minutes, just one possession, having had 22 in the first half.
Hunter has it busted out of his hands. McRae then held up. Hacked forward by Picken, but it's going to go out again. About 48 from the City end goal.
So a boundary throw in the old practice wicket area here. This is the end to which the Dogs are kicking. 4-point Western Bulldogs lead throw in. Roughhead muscling in underneath. Knocks the ball forward. Sydney with the numbers. Kennedy backs out, but not with the ball. Hanbury had it pinned to him. And umpire Scott Jeffrey, who's a wee man himself, goes in, throws it up. Naismith, contact, Roughhead, double hand knockdown. Laidler's kick was smothered by McRae. Spills to pick, and as Dar said, been moved forward. Gives it off to Stringer. Stringer from the boundary line, snuck in the handball to McRae. McRae was caught in the tackle. They keep it moving. Eventually, they run out of tarmac. And Caleb Daniel is dragged over the boundary line and will have a throw in. Attacking 50 for the Dogs.
Now, the Bulldogs have been successful, though, at the third man up. So Sydney Swans just have to be aware of that.
50 out, the ball's thrown in. Naismith down. Quick kick forward for the Dogs. Going to land in a dangerous spot. Bontempelli in the marking contest. Worked it to the front. McVeigh parked over the top of the footy. And it'll be thrown up.
How good Rampy again. I mean, Bontempelli, yep. We've seen him out. Mark Hodge, we've seen him be so dangerous forward. Rampy again, just found a way to bring it to ground.
Pickin walked through a tackle, got it off to Hunter. The snap from Hunter. Hasn't got the trip, has it, just? But it's going to miss. 8-3, 51 Dogs, 7-4, 46 Swans, Triple M scoreboard.
99,616 in the house here at the moment. Rampy plays on from fullback, elects the northern side as the attacking side. 2-on-1 against Buddy. Hamlin was one of those 2-on-1s. Look at the Dogs' numbers here. Biggs won it, gave it to Dunkley. Now to Johannesson. A little inside out. Bontempelli, rough head flew. Couldn't hold the mark. Umpire calls play in. Oh. Tackle.
Oh, in the back.
I thought he took the Swans player forward there.
Come on.
In Hanbury.
Grind.
And unlucky not to get a freeze, bud, was Hanbury.
He just pole-drived him into the ground. That's a free kick.
What are the freeze, please, Ash?
Yeah, hard yakker stats, JB. In favour of the Bulldogs, it is 13-4.
Here's Tippett. Wants to go short to Franklin. Does pretty well with it, too. One-on-one forward of the ball if they can get it in long. The bud slices it looking for Richards. What a beautiful kick from Franklin.
What a sizzler from Franklin. Just go back and kick the goal, son. He's looking for options.
Still, he had McGlynn on short, didn't want to use him either, so now he has to, I reckon, Spud.
Yeah, gee, that was a beautiful kick from Franklin.
Fletcher Roberts just lost a couple of one-on-ones on Tippett, who hasn't had a big influence, but that matchup starting to look a little bit dicey.
Xavier Richards to give the Swans back the lead. Left half forward, punt road end, just inside 50, he'll kick the ball, runs a bit of an arc, and the kick's horrible.
Skunk.
Just hung it out wide. And only Roughhead to take the mark, and that's exactly what he did.
Well, that's bad because you've got Franklin and Tippett not even on the goal line. So one of those tall forwards for Sydney had to go and compete with that.
So Roughhead with the free kick in the back pocket here. Right up against the behind post. He elects the south side. High ball. Big pack forms. No winner in the air. Off hands. Liberatore had it. Was immediately tackled to the ground. Lost possession of the footy. It spills out. And now I think we may well have another ball up. No, it doesn't. Dogs fast hand. Chain ball out the back. Caleb Daniel, the finisher. Got it up towards Stringer. Stringer tapped the ball magnificently. Kick around the corner. High ball. And that may well go out of bounds on the full. It does. And not his best, but trying to work himself into the game. So free kick, Sydney, centre wing, and now in the hands of Rampy, I think it is.
Yep. Got it back from Mitchell.
Jack, Hanbury, Parker have had one disposal between them for hard yakker at the 11-minute mark, the third quarter this quarter.
Jones to Laidler. Got the switch on sideways to Lloyd if he wants to go there or further afield. They can get it to Richards. That's where the kick's going to go. He's got to stand his ground here. Richards did well. Buddy inboard. Handball to the bud. Just wants to take everyone on.
Yeah.
He wants to bite off everyone. It comes back to Lloyd. Lloyd to Jones, back to Lloyd. They retreat by hand all the way back to Rampy, centre-half back.
Oh, buddy, he just thinks he can bowl anyone over. Now here it comes out his side again. Jack's going to take the mark. He'll want to hit Buddy short, ignores that. Jack goes a little longer. High ball into the attacking 50 for Sydney. Off the hands there of Parker. Play on calls the umpire. Roughhead caught in the Parker tackle. Drills him into the ground. And 40 metres out from Sydney's goal, ball up.
That's great heat, great pressure from Sydney. They really did just make you a bit nervous in defence for the Bulldogs. They reset again. They had a lot of numbers around it. Punt road end, deep in attack. Little momentum shift back the Swans way again.
Scoreboard here. Kennedy brushed aside from the stoppage. A beautiful smother by Morris. Because I tell you what, Kennedy was out then. And he was going to score. 7-4, 46 Sydney. Dogs 8-3, 51.
Some of the best smothering you've ever seen.
Throw up inside forward 50. Mitchell had a little look at it. And it pings around in the end to Jack. Does he get a push? No. And now he might be in a bit of strife. No, they're going to bowl it up. And it's about 35 out from the Swans punt road end goal. Tip it to the back. Hewitt and Bontempelli with a clearance. Stringer, a big ball here. Rampy as well. In comes Callum Mills. Did brilliantly. Underground handball to Lloyd. Paul Smith, I think it was. Smith got the kick going forward. Massive ball here. Jones got it to Mitchell. Mitchell over the top. Tippett in a one-on-two. Tippett went and got the footy. Handball to Parker. Brilliantly tackled. And the clearance for the Dogs.
Oh, yeah. Unbelievable. Roughhead to centre-half. Back high ball. Up goes Biggs. Oh, he should have got the handball to Stringer. He went the kick. And Sydney's later. Laidler will get a difficult bounce. He should redeem the ball, and he does. Gets a handball over the top to Rampy. Point of the square at half back. Ooh. Bites it off and goes inside the middle. Finds Kieran Jack. He can go out wide. Jack wants to go. He does. Here comes Franklin. Hamling with him. Franklin turns him inside out. Now the left foot kick along the ground. It's heading towards goal. It would have been a goal. Papley cut it off. It would have been a goal. He mishit it, and it's a minor score. 47 plays 51, Dogs way.
What about the heat, Spud, in the last 5 minutes of this game? It's just pulsating.
Johannesson to himself and then wide. Mills one out. Stringer with him. Stringer went and got it and then was dispossessed. Mills' hands are really good to Hewitt. Now to Heaney. Heaney, a bullet, low ball. Missed Papley. He couldn't keep it inside. And it'll be thrown in.
Yeah, just have a look at Heaney. He's okay on the Triple M Chemist Warehouse replay screen. Just, as you're right, Darcy, it's half a fumble, you're done. There's just nowhere to fumble in this game of footy. You've got to be clean and hard and tough.
Boyd down. Jack went without it. Another huge stoppage situation, about 49 from home. And a ball up.
So the wrestling contested possessions is really interesting. The Bulldogs were 19-10 early part of this quarter. Since then, the Sydney Swans have got it back to 22-19. And the momentum shifts with those hard 50-50 balls in this game.
Ball up, attacking 50, handball for Sydney, through traffic, Mitchell, got the handball, missed the target, Morris intercept, gets it on the Bonampally, thumping kick down the middle, there's going to be a one-on-one, Rampy, up it goes, spills, opportunity for Lloyd, great picker. It was magnificent from Lloyd, went back to Smith, Smith had a bit of a fumble, now he goes out at the side door to Richards.
I reckon Rampy's the most influential player on the ground. He has not lost a one-on-one. He stood up in every key moment. He's beaten serious opponents and he just is impassable.
McGlynn sort of half-munged it into the guts of Bud.
Got tippet deep on Boyd.
Indecisive is Bud and then he slips one to Kennedy.
Oh, that's 50.
That's coming back too.
Yeah, that's 50.
That's
is
coming
silly.
Back too.
That's just, look, I can understand they're trying to have a crack, but
right to the line, Spud, it's a definite goal.
Well, he's straight in front. Sorry, JB, you're right. But wasn't it a great kick from Franklin? Because he looked up and he saw Tippett 2-on-1. So it was Hamlet, Fletcher and Boyd. So he lowered his eyes. You see Kennedy mark the ball. McLean was in mid-air, but
what
he just had to stop.
What about the game of footy this bloke's playing? This for his third to give the Swans back the lead. Joey Kennedy, bang. 8-5, 8-3, Swans back out to 2 points.
You're right, JB. He's the best player on the ground by a country mile, Joey Kennedy. He had a pretty quiet start to this third quarter, but they had 24 disposals, 11 contested ball, 3 clearances, 4 tackles and 3 majors. That is a big, big goal.
Just with the Swans, Spud, they've had the last 6 entries inside 50. Kennedy, still the number one ranked player, 24 disposals, 3 goals.
Sydney by 2 points. 16 and a half in the second. 8 3/4 minutes remaining in it. Anyone's game.
They've got Naismith on the wing here on McLean. They've got Buddy Ford and Tippett in the ruck, so
the MCG is thumping like it never has, I reckon. There'd be many come here today and say this is one of the best things they've ever witnessed.
Yep.
Ball at ground level. In disputed territory, right in the middle of the ground. McRae head over the footy. Pickin was there, but we're going to ball it up again. Umpires have done a good job today. This is Matt Stevic. Throws it up immediately. Boyd crashes in. Naismith, third man up. Liberatore went and got it out to Daniel. Look at the little handballs they give in there. Daniel was caught with a footy. It was pinned to him by Mitchell. And a ball up right in the eye diddle-diddle of the MCG.
Crowd starting to get involved. One down, Naismith. Mitchell got a handball out of there. It got to Boyd. He was dispossessed. Parker thought about soccering it off the ground, then he thought about going and getting it. Somehow it pinged out to Boyd, who tried to crash his way through. Claimed by 2 Swans. Footy on the ground again. Manning.
Big improvement in his game, Tom Boyd. He actually gets his hands dirty, follows up, and he's really starting to use that big frame of his when he's in the ruck.
Hennebury has it held in to the back. McRae dived in, and then Heaney went and got it. Slid forward by hand for the Dogs. Lloyd's got to go back and attack the footy with great courage. Rampy's kick smothered. Taken high.
Too high.
I thought, Jack, no free. And the ball's out of there.
Oh, just brilliant, brave footy from both mobs. Here comes Buddy. Tapped out in front by Papley. He's been quiet today as well. Nice. What about Morris?
What
he dives on the ball like you've never seen before.
Yeah.
Got it to Biggs. Biggs' kick is poor. The only mistake for Rampy. Spills to Stringer. Stringer got the handball to McLean. Rampy got back. Look at Rampy. Fending them off.
Oh,
somehow
star,
got the handball to McVay. But he's been pinged for incorrect disposal.
That's a harsh call at Rampy. He got the handball away and the umpire's made a blue there.
They've been stepped, the Sydney Swans with the umpies, boys. I'm sorry, I don't like to say it, but gee whiz.
Dalhouse told to play on. Cordy the direction. Up goes Heaney. Offhand Smith. String it there as well. Oh boy, Clay Smith got hit high. And he'll get a free. Smith is only 30 metres out on a very acute angle. He's 10 metres inside the boundary. A kick of only 25 to 30.
That 26 disposals, kicked four goals in the first half last week. Clay Smith hasn't had that return tonight, but he is just a reliable, hard, competitive animal, this young man.
15 to 4, the Freeze at the moment. They're a little itchy, the Swans mob. Smith has come in and kicked the goal! Dogs are back in front!
She
have a listen to that!
I can't believe this grand final. It is just epic. You cannot move from your seat for a moment. Jared McVeigh going back, and he's just saying the umpire, that Rampy handball was definitely a mistake. Chemist Warehouse replay screen, no doubt about that.
Yeah, but it was.
That happens in big games and grand finals. It's lead change. Man, this one has got everything you would hope in a grand final about it.
So, what is the free kicks, please, Stuart?
Yeah, it's 15 to 4, the Bulldogs' way.
They are plus 30. Across the final series, free kicks for the Western Bulldogs. That's a big discrepancy in a granny, and the Swans fans are ropeable. Back in the middle, one down by Boyd, busted out of his hands, went back and got it nicely. Dalhouse back to Boyd. Boyd somehow disposed of the ball to McRae. End on end, inside 50 ball. McRae bouncing all over the place. Rampy gets rid of his direct opponent, goes and wins the footy. Shovels a handball back to Grundy. Grundy to McVeigh. McVeigh with nice composure steps through and gets it to Callum Mills.
Mills back to McVeigh. McVeigh runs again and goes this time to half back. They haven't cleared the danger zone yet though. Gee, Bonampelli's gone a little quiet as well. Look at the Dogs. They're trying to trap it. Here is the Bont. Grabs the ball. Somehow got beat the ball quite brilliantly. McLean shovels the handball off. Boyd has a ping at goal. Didn't get the journey. Stringer in a one-on-one with Laidler. Couldn't win it. Over the line it goes for a rush behind. Every ball is being contested like it's the end of the world, and the Dogs are 5 points up.
Really going to town on Rampy now. Every time it's a matchup, it's either Pickin, Liberatore. They're trying to get their most competitive animals onto Rampy in the one-on-one to try and curb his influence.
Well, he's had the seven disposals this quarter. Sorry, JD.
Kennedy to Rampy, long ball parked under it. Papley just had to provide a contest and did okay. The footy out of play. As this game goes and goes, you just sense the belief is growing within the Dogs and certainly their fans. They lead this game by 5 points. Boundary throw in. Naismith worked it down. Bontempelli went and got it. Busted up in the air. Kennedy then went and found the footy. Look at this boy. Oh. Got it to Jones. He's Jones hurt. Off a step.
He's hurt, Kennedy.
Bud's got to go back and find the footy. Now Papley's got work to do. Big moment for Roberts. Went and found the footy at ground level. McRae's hands were good, so were Morris's. Little inching kick forward, and there are Dogs everywhere.
Clash of heads, Kennedy still down. Bontempelli, piercing kick through the middle of the ground. Found Dixon, here comes Liberatore. One out inside 50, not the target they want. Now Dixon goes long. Here comes Pickett, Stringer's there. Grundy, right where Leo Barry took that unbelievable mark. Grundy with a sensational grab.
Brilliant stuff. He's Grundy. Outstanding effort.
Kieran Jack will wheel and go. Jared McVeigh at halfback. Bit of urgency now for the Swans. Good kick wide. Gary Rowlands had very little impact. Takes it out of side. Kicked one goal in the first half. And he's got to wait for players to get ahead of him. Now he takes on Easton Wood. Dangerous thing to do. Handballs to himself. And out of play. Good result, Easton Wood did well.
He's all over Easton Wood, but just getting back to Grundy. Just have a look at the clash of heads. Oh yeah, Bontempelli and Kennedy on the Triple M Chemist Warehouse replay screen. If you're worried that your radio's a little distorted, don't be. It's just the noise the crowd are making is distorting it here. It is absolutely incredible. Jack from the stoppage took him on, didn't get rid of the footy. Another handball, Bontempelli got it out to McRae on to Dalhouse. Dalhouse got a bit of space and time. Goes the long option, picking, but a nice mark taken by Laidler. Laidler has taken a lovely grab at half back. Plays on with a handball out the back, and the usual suspects, Smith and Lloyd, queue up in the very full back line.
Little chip kick here, looking for the target in Naismith. Nice pair of hands, marks the ball for Sydney.
Okay,
just
four Naismith to the for a 13 gamer yeah. with, you know, a little clumsy at times. He's actually played pretty well today.
Not a lot of sizzling ball movement though for the Swans. It's very stagnant.
Kick to kick at the moment.
Boyd goes back, gets it to Easton Woods, sideways one to Biggs. Inside defensive 50. They just look more offensively dangerous, the Dogs, I reckon. This ball to Morris on the wing. He gets upended by Bud, and that's out in the full. Good work from Buddy Franklin.
No, you're right, JB. They're taking the game on more, the Bullies. I've got no doubting that.
So Smith just pumps it long, looking for Buddy. He's got two to beat in the air. It was an ordinary kick and a simple mark to Morris.
And Buddy, he's filthy, Brisbane. Yeah. He just can't believe that he couldn't sit that one 5 metres further afield, and he had a frustrating afternoon, the big bud.
Look at this. The Dogs are testing. They are testing each side of the ground to find a weakness, to find a runner that won't go. They've found a runner that will go. Look at Johannesson. Wow. Johannesson with pure speed. Inside 50, the Dogs couldn't get hold of it. Stringer. Pickham was there. Liberatore. Handball. Hunter. Got around one. Caleb Daniel. Snap it. Goal missed.
Minor score. Dogs 59. Sydney 53. They lead by a goal, the Dogs. Oh, McRae's had an outstanding quarter. 10 disposals for McRae. Mahad Yaka. They are definitely taking the game on more, the Bulldogs.
One goal to two in favour of the Dogs in this third term. And they bring it into Rampy. Back pocket, City end. Great southern stand side of the MCG.
Very static, the Sydney Swan runners. They're not supplying any enough avenues to play with the ball.
Pulsating grand final, and I think that's a 50, is it? Or yes, it is.
Well, that's a let-off. Gains Libba.
Libba didn't come back far enough.
Might have been a bit of yap involved too, I reckon.
Okay.
Yep.
Oh, no,
and a whack.
Clubbed a man on the mark. That'll do it.
That'll do it.
So Rampy wanted to go sideways, and the player he wanted to kick it to wasn't ready. So now he's just got to go the other way to Callum Mills. And he ain't moving it quickly either. So, as I said, very, very stagnant ball movement here for the Swans. They're going sideways and backwards. And Rampy's going to have to play on.
Yep, but they go back defensively. Laidler just kicks it back to where it came from. The Dogs mark McRae.
It's a big one-on-one against good Joey game. Kennedy, that mark.
Yep, it was Darce. Now he moves it to Johannesson. Turned Kennedy inside out. Took a bounce in his face. Now he hammers the ball into the pocket. Dalhouse marks. Dalhouse's mark deep in the pocket. 30 out on the right side for a right footer. City end on the southern side. Kicks it sideways to Stringer. Now Stringer is marked. He plays on. 8 metres out. Jake Stringer lets it rip and misses. Ooh. Just to the left-hand side. So the Dogs now by 7 points. 1:26 remaining in the third.
Oh, Johannesson. What a game of football he's done. He's the player that's taken the game on.
Lloyd, long looking for Naismith. Got a couple to beat. Boyd did it brilliantly. And balls back to Hunter. Fast go. Inside 50. Rowan back there. Can't mark. Great tackle on Smith. Oh, reefed into the ground. It comes to the back and picking. He's claimed. McVay's hand's pretty good. Parker just has to hoist it high and hope someone wearing the same jumper can mark it. But it's Boyd with a massive one-on-one mark.
He's
just outside 50. They've got this game on terms, the Dogs.
No, they have, JB. He's a thumping kick, JB.
He's kicked two already, Tommy Boyd.
Seven marks, four contested.
He's man on the marks, 51 out. So it'll take an unbelievably good kick from here.
Needs altitude in the kick.
To make a two-plus goal difference in the grand final. Boyd has hit it nicely, but he's stuck it out to the right. Another behind. 9-7-61, 8-5-53. Triple M scoreboard.
Oh, wow. Wow, wow, wow. Spectacular. Under a half a minute remaining in the third quarter. So guess what? The grand final is going right to the wire. McVay to kick it in from fullback. High ball on the head of Naismith. In they come. Boyd's played an absolute beauty. Coming of age. Here's Zach Jones. Caught with a handball. Gee, the Dogs' pressure has been brilliant in this quarter. They've won it. They've won it in most areas. Kennedy handball. Naismith on to Tippett. Tippett fired out the handball to Hanbury. Hanbury inching little ball there to the wee man McGlynn. McRae, who's playing a pearler, knocks it over the line out of bounds. We'll throw it in. So with 5 seconds remaining, there'll be no further score added here. And it will be an 8-point margin as the Skies get a little darker and looking gloomy. Boyd and Tippett go at it. Knocked down to Hanbury. Hanbury there. Gets it on to Zach Jones. Siren sounds. End of the third quarter. Dogs kick two goals to the Swans, one in it. And ladies and gentlemen, we have got a ripper at the G. Unbelievable noise, earth-shattering stuff. It is brilliant football. Everyone here at the ground is absolutely entrenched with what's happening. Dogs, 9761, Sydney 8553. The McDonald's, Triple M rocks the grand final.
That quarter for National Tiles. With their everyday low prices, now you can get a quality finish for less.
For McDonald's.
Triple M rocks footy.
Never miss a single goal with McDelivery. Available via the Uber Eats app.